A very big day ahead today on so many fronts. The Supreme Court handing down big rulings yesterday, upholding the president's travel ban. Also, a ruling in favor of faith-based pregnancy centers. Another big win for religious freedom and Christianity in America. Probably didn't even hear about that. We'll get to that. Peter Strzok will be on Capitol Hill. We'll talk about that. And a huge Democratic defeat in New York. I mean, a big deal. A big one goes down in the primaries last night. We'll talk about that. But first this. First this. There is an epidemic of rage in America. It's an epidemic of rage. There is an obsession on the left with anger focused at the president of the United States. This anger has become destructive for millions of people that have apparently become incapable of getting past the last presidential election. The inability to move on has put many on the left in a state of suspended political animation. They're easily agitated and focus far too much on criticizing not just the president now, but they're turning their obsessions to compulsive outbursts towards anyone who doesn't feel the same way they do, or worse, those who actually support the successful policies of the Trump presidency. The rage boils over for all to see, and those that found themselves on the losing end of the 2016 election are seething more every day, it seems. The bitterness seems to be escalated each time the president scores a success. It has become so perverse and pervasive that you have to wonder if it is in fact more serious than pedestrian anger management issues. The irrational and unhealthy preoccupation with everything the president does, no matter how small, has been called Trump derangement syndrome. Now, at first, I think that was just a term used half in jest, but the infatuation hasn't waned over 18 months. And in fact, many observers believe this hang up on the left and the inability to find their way out of the mental darkness might actually be a more serious mental condition. In the book, Overcoming Destructive Anger, Strategies That Work, psychologist Bernard Golden points out involvement in groups like the Resistance or Antifa can help create a connection with others feeling the same angst and anger. He also points out that many people in this kind of group can be distracting themselves from the more problematic work of figuring out who they are. In a way, he's saying those denigrating Trump and his supporters through a constant barrage of ad hominem attacks may be trying to fill their own empty identity. In a setting where a mob screams hatred to the president, it may be a way to avoid their own toxic shame and shortcomings. Dr. Richard Creighton, a Harvard professor and trained psychoanalyst, says it's actually worse than you might already think. The left's obsession with hating Trump, no matter what, according to Dr. Creighton, is a, quote, genuine psychological issue. Creighton says we can identify the problems challenging those on the left. There's rapid change occurring on the Democratic Party and not at all what it was a few years ago. The Democrats, they're different today. There's been a progressive breakdown of traditional moral values concurrent with the emergence of an extreme left-wing ideology focusing on radical feminism, identity politics, and hardcore peer pressure, all homogenized and normalized through a blistering anti-intellectual assault 24 hours a day on social media. Look at it. Think about it. Creighton terms it, it's the perfect neurotic storm, which sounds like an apt description to me. I mean, when you look at the members of Congress like Maxine Waters, lashing out at anyone associated with the Trump White House and saying they deserve to be hounded, no matter where they may go, Waters is actually fueling the possibility of more violence like we saw on the baseball diamond in Alexandria, Virginia in June of last year when a deranged leftist opened fire on Republicans. Congressman Steve Scalise and others were lucky to survive the would-be assassin's hail of gunfire on the baseball diamond. And Maxine Waters and others are out there saying, we need to go out and protest Republicans more. We need to go to their homes, harass their children. Really? Really? Watching people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders get thrown out of the Red Hen at that restaurant in Virginia. Normalizing this behavior is dangerous. Homogenizing it, making it seem as if it's okay, dangerous. Now, I agree with Dr. Creighton on at least one more very important point. He says the stances on the left are not only extreme, but are also self-defeating. The compulsion to regurgitate talking points about white privilege, racism, bigotry, misogyny, preferential treatment of illegal aliens, and an emphasis on transsexual rights are out of step with mainstream America and is increasingly unpopular with the electorate. Pay attention to that part. It's increasingly unpopular with the electorate. Instead of identifying the failures of their arguments, the left instead turns their frenzied focus of hatred to anyone who doesn't embrace their radical ideas. See, it's not just that I don't like Trump. No, you must hate Trump. You must stand against everything that he stands for. Anything he does, you must vocally attack. Anything short of that, and you're a willing participant in Trumpism, apparently. And that simply will not do. The virulent reactions were on full display once again Tuesday, yesterday, when the United States Supreme Court gave President Trump a huge victory when it upheld the administration's travel ban on citizens from several countries. Many of those nations are predominantly Muslim, and the shrieking from the left was intellectually embarrassing, except those on the left, like Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, have no shame. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer called the decision by the nation's highest court un-American. Really, the plenary power of the President of the United States enshrined in the United States Constitution, further detailed in statute passed during the Truman era, that's un-American, to follow, to defend and protect the Constitution. The liberals' partners in the national news media are also fueling the entire embarrassing circus, which makes me wonder what the diagnosis would be for the media. I think the common and basic term is enabler. Instead of pointing out the failures at the polls, the failures of their policies, the failures of their messages, the media continues to cheerlead the whole mess. The media itself continues to cheerlead the whole mess and attack Donald Trump itself. The whole mess with Sarah Huckabee Sanders being tossed from a restaurant in Virginia wasn't even covered by ABC News, wasn't covered by NBC News. CBS covered it, covered both parts of it, covered the problem at the restaurant and the problems with Maxine Waters. The other networks ignored it altogether. But at least I guess I'm getting a better understanding of medical marijuana from all of it. So there is that. I mean, to buy into some of this garbage, you'd have to be high. Well, there is that. 14 after, it's a Wednesday. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because I am. It's the Steve Gruber Show.